Moke and friends, I'm back briefly. I am actually doing the podcast in my whip. I have 11% on my left on my phone. I'm pretty cooked. But I wish I had somebody to, you know, come back and forth with. But what the fuck is going on in the world today? Like, shit is just from like the school shooting to the dumb black bitch and her stupid ass boyfriend who I think they killed a 4-year-old. Don't quote me on that, but I know that they killed a child. And like, I'm just wondering. I mean, I know you can, you know what I'm saying? And I know there people are, but in just a sense, because I'm fucking baked, like, I can't even grasp, like, I think, like, how do people even come to terms with doing that type of shit? You know what I'm saying? Even if it's, like, in the heat of the moment. You know, I'll tell you, I was around a 18-year-old kid. Cool dude. But I guess, you know, this day, you know, our vibe was just on two totally different levels. And me being a 30-year-old grumpy man, you know what I'm saying? Like, Not even the fucking fact that I was fucking grumpy, because I wasn't. I was actually in a good fucking mood. And I've been having like songs in my head. I had that Ain't My Type of Hype. Ain't My Type of Hype, baby. It was a house party. But let me quit doing that before I lose my train of thought. Let me quit doing that But it got to a point where dude just annoyed me so much. And I never do this, but I literally had to stop what I was doing and pray. I literally had to ask God and be like, God, please do not let me fuck this dude up. Please don't. And not even to be funny, but please don't let me blow up, because I was on the point of snapping. And it took a little while, but I feel maybe a little bit later, he understood. We never talked about it. You know what I'm saying? But His actions just changed. And so I thought to myself, is that a hoe ass move on my part? But then I'm thinking like, no, because his action, I feel like the persons who actions change when you finally like kind of give in and be like, all right, you know, whatever. I feel like the person whose actions change, not all the time, but sometimes is the one in fault. Now I know it can be like, yo, it's a one-sided story, because I think at some point he didn't realize it, but then like towards later on, he realized it. And at first when he realized it, he fought back at it. You know what I'm saying? Which means like, I wasn't like doing no whole shit or whatever, but I was just keeping to myself. You know what I'm saying? And I was playing fucking DMX greatest hits. You know what I'm saying? What do you want me to do? There's a lot of fucking classics on there. And y'all remember when Bernie Sanders came out to Where the Hood At? If y'all don't remember, y'all should go look on YouTube about that. But anyway, blooby, 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 blue. Yeah, it wasn't really nothing. It was resolved. And like I said, we never really even spoke about it. So I don't know. That's just some shit that happened in my life. What happened in yours? You know, it'd be crazy if like the ones who do listen to this, if y'all like wrote some shit and said what the craziest thing was. It wouldn't say your name, but it can be like the most craziest, embarrassing. That'd be fucking cool. All right. mokinfriends@gmail.com. And that's friends with an S, not a Z. But I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here, because like I'm fucking baked. And I haven't smoked for about a week. By choice. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to tell myself that I could do it. And you know, like the crazy thing is when you hate the realization to be like, yo, I was like, I felt more clear. You know what I'm saying? Like I could do more shit when I was sober. But towards the end of it, I started getting irritated at fucking everything. You know what I'm saying? And me smoking this blunt right now, feels like heaven. But I'm finna get out of here though. Moke and friends, I'll talk to y'all a little bit later during the weekend. It's Thursday, bitch.